Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock. City FM. World Class Rock.
Hello and welcome. We made it. There were times I thought I wasn't going to make it. It's been a long haul to
Can't
Christmas vacation.
Right now.
Yeah. You made it and you made it. We made it together. We're going to wrap up the week in style. We got some more handouts, some more giveaways. Marilyn Manson beat the box office tickets before they go on sale this morning.
The journey is what I'll remember, though. The journey to vacation.
More WWE tickets, keg gift certificates, and, of course, Freedom Fridays at 9 o'clock. It's the best way to kick off our holidays.
Damn right.
Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Here we go.
92 City FM News.
News is for Kite and Caboodle and Oyo NHL minifigures. Your favorite Jets are now available in minifigure form. Kite and Caboodle, second floor, Johnson Terminal at the Forks. It will be a liquor-filled Christmas after all. Workers at Manitoba liquor stores have officially agreed to a new four-year contract. The Manitoba Government Employees Union says that the new agreement maintains the current sick day policy, has some minor tweaks to shift premiums, and updated dental coverage. The agreement also includes a wage increase. This is pretty scary. Hundreds of fire hydrants in Winnipeg don't work. And most of them have been broken for years. There's about 21,000 fire hydrants in Winnipeg, with over 400 of them currently out of order. The city has refused to cite specific locations, saying it's a safety concern to do so. And the city also says it's very normal to have a percentage of hydrants out of service.
Then you know what? Hang on. If I got to go back and check, see if I have any parking tickets that are near fire hydrants, because I'm going to go back and say,
There was a...
That's interesting. You got a lawyer wringing his hands thinking about that one.
Absolutely.
Now.
I guess there was a business guy whose business caught on fire when the fire department got there. They hooked up to the fire hydrant and it didn't work, so they had to run down the block, down the street, to hook up to another one to put out the fire. And he said, those are valuable minutes that my business is burning away because the fire hydrants don't work.
Absolutely.
And they won't let the firefighters know which ones don't work anyway.
Did you actually know that your property insurance, say you have a fire hydrant on your property, cheaper house insurance? Truth.
Oh.
Cheaper house insurance.
But now they might check if they have to work.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Mind blown. It's too early to contemplate such things.
So tonight is our staff Christmas party here in the Rogers family. And it's cost cutting. They bring all of the Rogers people together. So that's Rogers Wireless. That's Rogers Television.
Yeah.
And Rogers Radio. So.
And everybody named Rogers in Winnipeg.
That's true. Yeah. So if your name's Roger, come on down.
You're gonna get in.
Yeah. You're gonna have a great time tonight. Two free drink tickets and a cab ride home. It's the best. It's funny. I was listening.
And food. Lots of sausage rolls and stuff.
I like what you call it, the hors d'oeuvres.
I love hors d'oeuvres.
Not a sit down day.
Pigs in a blankie. I actually like those better. The casual Christmas party.
Yeah, you don't have to stay as long.
Right.
And you're not forced to sit with people you don't like.
Bang. I wasn't going to say it, but there. Yes.
I was listening to a friend of ours out in Edmonton who has a Garner Anders show on the Sonic as part of the Rogers family. I was listening to the podcast.
Great guy.
Really good guy. And I was listening to his podcast, and I actually said, hey, man, can I get that bit so I can play it on our show? And he says, no problem. But this is from Garner Andrews, and I thought it fit perfectly for our Christmas party tonight. Have a listen.
New from Gonco Records and Tapes, Christmas Party Classics. 20 original hits like Dress Code Violations.
Dress Code Violations.
Rhinestone
Candy Pack. Barfing in the Coat Room.
Barfing in the Coat Room.
Coat Check Girl.
How is I supposed to know? The Coat Check Girl was 16 years old.
And Party Classics. Be sure to get the best from Garnco.
Garnco.
Garnco. Anyways, I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
And now,
what's trending?
All right, get this. So we know Colorado has legalized the use of recreational marijuana, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. There's two states, Nebraska and Oklahoma, are suing Colorado.
Why?
They're saying that marijuana is unconstitutional under federal law because it's still a federal law that you can't smoke dope. Plus, they're pissed because all the pot that's being grown in Colorado is crossing state lines and getting into their states where it's not legal. So they're saying it's not doing good for our state, so you're not allowed to do it. So they're going to fight it in the Supreme Court. Interesting.
Well, you kind of knew this kind of thing might happen,
sure.
Right? When you don't go across the board with legalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
problems are going to arise.
Well, that's why a lot of smart people.
Yeah.
Well, can't find the word. But they're saying that the feds need to come up with a policy that introduces marijuana for the entire country so you don't run into problems like this, because this could just be, you know, the tip of the iceberg as far as these lawsuits.
Definitely. Okay, Rob Gronkowski, Rini, plays for the New England Patriots. He's a tight end. He's awesome, but he's also a socialite. He was recently in a magazine posing with, like, kittens and, a lion robe on. He's out there.
Yeah.
Well, he was on a cooking show, Top Chef Boston, yesterday in Wheeler. I'm going to play some audio for you.
Okay.
Here's how the first part of the show went here.
For your quick fire, you have 1 hour to make the best possible sausage you can from scratch to feed Rob. And me too. I have a feeling you eat a lot.
Yes, I eat a lot. I need a big sausage.
Me too.
Oops. Oops. She also said, can I call you Rob? And he said, you can call me anything you want, sweetie. Like, he was just over the top, man. He's something else. I like Gronkowski.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I told you that a bunch of theaters announced they were going to play Team America instead of The Interview after the whole Sony hack craziness
right,
that's
going
down.
Which we all think is a great idea.
Well, they announced last night and this morning that that's not happening either.
Come
they are
on.
playing that movie as well.
What a bunch of sniveling pussies. Come
there
on.
Why it doesn't poke fun of the, you know, Arabic language? Oh, Durka Durka. Like, there's nothing in there that Muslims would be offended by, right?
Well, no,
but they offend everybody
but
in that
more,
movie.
It's more of the North Koreans. I think that's why they're pulling the plug.
Well, yeah,
because of Kim,
for sure.
Because of Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, they make fun of him.
I was actually reading, it was an article that some basketball players had, or one of the basketball players went with Dennis Rodman to go meet Kim Jong-un.
Oh, really?
And he was saying, like, Sony did the right thing. He's like, I've met Kim Jong-un, and they hate Americans so bad. And he's like, human lives would definitely have been at risk. And I 100% agree with Sony. To
luckily, you didn't have to tell us what Rodman said, because we have it here.
Are you, sir? Let me know. I need to pick up this little kid, but guess what I do?
Guess what I do?
You let me know.
There's got to be subtitles when he talks, eh?
Think.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like you said, it's a ballad.
Yeah.
So.
But I almost asked Rena to slow dance halfway through it.
Yeah. I would have shot you down.
No, you don't even know. But that doesn't stop me from asking. No.
That's the latest from the legend, the Beatle, Paul McCartney, and Hope for the Future off the Destiny soundtrack, which is the new game from Bungie. Same guys that did Halo back in the day, Activision and Bungie. 6:35, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
-4 is the high for today. Some freezing drizzle and the perimeter pretty slippery this morning, I guess. -6 right now.
Freedom Friday starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Already getting requests, so get on that, 92cityfm.ca.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's. I'm going to have a buddy of mine and his kids, his two kids are coming over. Going to have a sleepover. Kids go to bed, then, you know, adult time, we'll have a glass of wine,
sure,
watch a movie and that kind of stuff. What are you guys planning?
That's what my parents used to do with us.
Oh, yeah?
They was like another couple that had kids like our age, and that's what we always used to do, is we have a big family sleepover, put us to bed, and the parents would party.
Right.
I have no plans for New Year's this year.
Are you going to be back in town?
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm not a huge New Year's person. I never really go out on New Year's.
Rookie night, as some people would call it.
It's kind of expensive. Like, you know, if you want to go out anywhere, you got to pay a ticket to get into the door, which is usually like $25 on New Year's, plus your drinks on top of that. It's just an expensive night.
For me, it's we're going to have we'll order in some dinner. My folks will come over, hang out with grandkids. And honestly, I'll be lucky if I make it to midnight. That's been my New Year's
I've
Eve.
I've had a hard time.
Yeah. Once you start
12:01.
My wife won't for sure. We'll pop on a movie and she'll be sleeping, yeah.
Well,
but very low-key, I think, just like you guys.
Regardless of what your New Year's plans are, I'm pretty sure they don't include a free round trip around the world. Remember a couple months ago, Jordan, this 28-year-old Torontonian, had planned a trip in the new year for him and his girlfriend. It goes all over the place, you know, to Paris, to all over the world. And him and his girlfriend broke up. And he's like, well, crap, these are non-transferable because you know, I'm traveling around the world.
What a biatch.
And so he was
screwed him out of thousands of dollars.
His girlfriend's name was Elizabeth Gallagher. And so he went on Reddit, I wouldn't even call it a social network site, this website, post board, and was looking for a Canadian mm-hmm. with the name Elizabeth Gallagher. That way, you know, when you show up at the passport, it's like, boom, here I am. And so he found about a half dozen Elizabeth Gallaghers and interviewed all of them. Finally found the one he wanted to travel with, and she agreed. Huh. And he's like, listen, this is totally, right from the get-go, he's like, no romance, nothing
they're
attached
gonna
to
do it.
Brina, get this. The chick, Elizabeth Gallagher, the one that's traveling.
She married.
No, but she's got a serious boyfriend.
Wow.
She says, it says here, this is totally, as friends, I have a pretty serious boyfriend. We've been together for a while. We're planning on buying a house and we have a puppy. So yeah, I'm really not looking for anything at all. He understands that I've always wanted to travel. So while he's not happy, I'm taking off for nearly a month at Christmas with a random guy I've never met
before. You gotta keep following this. He's gonna leave her. I would leave her. I'd be like, sorry, you go, you're gone. Like, that's it. You're not traveling with another guy.
And why would the dude pick someone? Well, I guess he's got her alone for a month in a foreign country, but...
Yeah. Well, I think he was just looking for an Elizabeth... Well, he obviously needed an Elizabeth Gallagher.
Out of, I'm sure one of them might have been single.
Yeah,
but this is where the trip goes. Milan, Prague, Paris, Bangkok, New Delhi, and then back to Toronto in January.
Yeah.
So...
They're doing all that in 1 month?
It's kind of cute, though.
Mm, she is a cute girl.
Yeah, she's cute.
And that's why he picked her.
And you'll never guess
right.
You'll never guess where she's from. Coal Harbor.
Oh, look at the Coal Harbor. What is with that place?
Home of Sidney Crosby.
And Nathan McKinnon.
And Connor McDavid.
Okay. McDavid's from Coal Harbor, too?
Pretty sure it's McDavid, not McKinnon.
No, McKinnon's from Coal Harbor.
Oh, is it? Okay.
McDavid plays in the OHL. So
right.
He's, yeah.
Right. Gotcha. Anyways, thought that was an interesting story. The guy finally found someone to travel with. So they said it costs about $7,000.
Yeah.
So it's a free trip for $7,000.
Yeah, and it costs you a relationship. So yeah. Well done. Yeah.
Exactly. 6:38. 92 City FM, world class rock. They were actually the ZZ Top. Billy Gibbons, at least, was interviewed for quite some time on the Austin City Limits episode of Sonic Highways, which I'm really disappointed is wrapped up. It was so good. 8 episodes was not enough.
No.
It really wasn't enough. I had a much easier time connecting with this record because, you know, a lot of times when you hear songs, you're like, I wonder what he wrote that about. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that song's about. You don't have to guess. He basically tells you. You watch the documentary, you're like, here's what the freaking song's about. Here's exactly how I wrote it. Here's what inspired me. Here's what it means. Boom. And it's really kind of cool. Instead of speculating, you're like, it's a better way to connect with the record is the best way I can say it.
Did you have a boner the
right
whole
now,
time?
Right now?
No, I don't want to know right now. But, I mean, when you were watching it the whole time?
I really enjoyed it. I'm biased. You know, I love it.
You. Billy Gibbons.
Yes, for the record.
Yes, I do. Billy Gibbons is one of those guys.
Right now.
I'm glad you're not wearing sweats. That if you want cool cred, and Grohl doesn't need cool cred. He is the cool cred. But Billy Gibbons, you notice, like Chad Kroeger tried to associate himself with Gibbons. He's very...
Yeah,
he's viewed as a man's man of rock and roll.
Billy Gibbons.
Hey, Billy Gibbons is on my record. That means I'm cool.
6:46, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Raina, good morning.
Some freezing drizzle this morning, making the roads a bit slippery. -6 right now.
Marilyn Manson tickets coming up this morning. Beat the box office.
Yep.
Christmas in Hell with Marilyn Manson.
All right. Now, in the email that we got the other day, it said you have 4 WWE tickets to give away. 4 sets of tickets to give away Thursday and Friday.
Oh, oops.
So I don't know if that means we have...
That means we gave them all away yesterday?
Well, no, I think we got one left.
Oh, okay.
One left right there.
Good.
So WWE.
Imagine that, us misunderstanding an email. That never happens.
Shocking.
We're Manson so tickets. Thorough.
Yeah.
We got look at all the keg gifts.
As long as one of us
have.
Read the email, good enough.
Yeah.
Look at all the keg gift certificates we have. We have 3 of them. Do we want to give them all away today? Because we're not here for the next 2 weeks.
The keg?
Yeah.
Well, some of those might be for the...
No, it all says art. It says Wheeler in the morning with Philly and Raina.
One,
boom.
2, 3.
Oh, there is 3 of us.
Yeah.
That's convenient. We say we all go to the keg.
We'll all go to the front desk.
Thanks,
after
keg.
The show. I'm here to claim my prize.
All right, we'll give those away coming up after. We'll give away the WWE tickets just after 7 o'clock here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some news, weather, sports. But first, a lot of people are requesting this one. This is the 12 Days of Transcona Christmas. Enjoy. Okay. On the first day of Christmas, Transcona gave to me a blood test and burning pee. On the second day of Christmas, Transcona gave to me 2 rubber gloves, and it still hurts when I pee. On the third day of Christmas, Transcona gave to me
3 vapor pens,
2 rubber gloves, and it still hurts when I pee. On the fourth day of Christmas, Transcona gave to me 4 stroking birds,
3 vapor pens,
2 rubber gloves, and it still hurts when I pee. On the fifth day of Christmas, Transcona gave to me 5 golden showers, 4 stroking birds,
3 vapor pens,
2 rubber gloves, and it still hurts when I... Okay, we got 7 days left to sing. That's going to be way too... Let's just skip to 12.
Too much.
All the way up. Okay. All right, here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, Transcona gave to me
12 hummers humming,
11 pipers piping,
10 railers leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 breasts a-milking,
7 moms a-skiing,
6 girls a-laying,
5 golden showers, 4 stroking birds,
3 vapor pens,
2 rubber gloves,
and it still hurts when I pee.
Was that a one-take wonder?
Nailed it.
Shane Evans thing.
92 City FM News.
It will be a liquor-filled Christmas after all.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Can you tell there's already liquor falling in here this morning? Oh, not yet. Basically, they have agreed to a new 4-year contract, the Manitoba Liquor Store employees. The Manitoba Government Employees Union says the new agreement maintains the current sick day policy. They got some minor tweaks to shift premiums and updated dental coverage. The agreement obviously also includes a wage increase over the next 4 years.
Yeah!
This is scary, so don't do that. Well, I guess you could do that.
No, if it's a serious story, I'll shut up now. That's it.
Hundreds of fire hydrants in Winnipeg don't actually work, and most of them have been broken for years. There's about 21,000 fire hydrants in Winnipeg, and over 400 of those are currently out of order. The city has refused to cite specific locations, saying it's a safety concern to do so. The city says it's normal to have a percentage of fire hydrants out of service.
Why is it a safety concern to let us know which ones aren't working?
Because I think maybe if there's like arsonists out there, they'll be like, okay, I know that there's for sure a fire hydrant doesn't work there. Okay. I don't want this place to burn to
the
ground.
That's a good point. Good point.
But, the article that I read, there's a business owner who said his building was burning down and fire crews hooked up, and they're like, oops, this one doesn't work. Unhooked, went 3 blocks down. He's like, my building burned.
That was
going to
be my next question. Do the firefighters know?
No.
They should know.
They should know.
This is where we're going to hear from their union boss, Alex Forrest, saying they should know which ones aren't working before they go out. I mean, that would be a pretty vast list. But don't you think it would help them? Hey, doesn't work.
Well,
we got to go down the street.
Time. Yeah. What if there's somebody inside of a building? Those 5 minutes can make the difference of life or death.
Agreed.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping? With only 6 days left before Christmas, a poll finds that 60% of Canadians have yet to finish. Mostly people between the ages of 18 and 34, surprising, are the ones hitting the mall this week. The survey also finds Canadians have spent an average of $678 so far on Christmas gifts.
It's kind of like when you go to the bar, Phil. It's almost like you'd rather know which girl's in there. Either have boyfriends or just like you have no chance with. It'd just be nice to know if they wore like name tags to say, I'm available.
I agree. That used to piss me off. And they'd be a little bit bitchy about it too. I got a boyfriend. Yeah, well, you're in a bar.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, where is your boyfriend?
I don't see him.
I just came here to dance.
I don't see a promise ring. I think you're just telling me that because you don't like me.
Girls that have boyfriends or have no interest in sleeping with a dude when they go to the bar should wear a fire hydrant. That's the new rule. Wear a fire hydrant. That way we'll be able to tell.
Drag around and they're tied to their ankle.
You were married, you dirtbags.
Going back in time here, Rena. Come on.
Uh-huh. We were single and, you know, failing miserably at picking up girls.
All right, I messed up. It's my fault. I apologize. I forgot your guys' gifts at home.
You know, Dave Wheeler, what is your problem? That's it. All mine?
They were sitting right on the counter, too.
And mine are going back in the truck.
I remember putting them there last night.
To carry those in there?
I put them there last night. I'm like, Kate, don't forget those in the morning. And I walked right freaking past them on the way out to the vehicle.
This Christmas is a pain in the ass because I have to load your guys' crap into the truck. So it's 2 trips out there in the morning.
Sorry.
I basically, what I get you is for both of us, technically, even though I wouldn't admit that because we wind up drinking it after 9 o'clock.
Right.
Hint, hint.
Spoiler alert. Damn it. But yeah, I got you the gift that keeps on giving. Booze. I get you gift certificates to the DLC, both of you. So
hooray. Awesome.
Thank you, sir. There was a card there, too, that I was going to just ink my name on real quick.
Was it a singing card? I love singing cards.
No, this is one of those, I think the wife picked it out of somewhere, I don't know. whatever. I think it just had like a nice facade on the front and then empty in the inside. Happy holidays. Something random like that. Well, so I apologize.
So we'll get it after Christmas then.
But here's the thing. So Rita, this is kind of funny. Remember I called you a couple weeks ago and I'm like, hey, because Phil was on location. Where were you at? Were you at Advance?
Advance Atlanta. I love that place. Yes.
So Philly was, I was listening to Phil and he goes, hey, there's a really nice TV down here if anyone wants to get me a TV for Christmas. And mm-hmm. so I called his wife. I called Stacey. I'm like, hey, if I can get Rena on board, should we all chip in and get Philly a TV? And so you said, no, you already got him something. Yeah. And so I was like, so your wife and I were chatting. We were just going to like split on it. And then eventually your wife was just like, no, it's too expensive. We can't do it. And then she let you in on it when I was thinking about getting you. And you,
well,
we had lunch the other day. You're like, don't get me a TV. Then stick the $50 and get me booze. And that's it.
Well, you called, there was the TV. And then you called her and asked about a watch. And then that's when she phoned me and said, hey, what are you spending on wheels? Because he's talking watches.
I'm like, we can't. Phil will be TVs, mad if we buy him something big and fancy.
And I walk in here with a case of Coke and he gold, and you got a TV for me? I'm like, no. Get me some booze.
Listen, I was just going to get you like a little, like one from, you know, some department store
I
picked up. Someone, you know those ones that you walk into Shoppers Drug Mart?
I know.
Like $10. That's the watch I was going to get
buy
you.
Buy your own battery.
But I can't drink a watch. I'm more comfortable with booze.
Good point. And Rena, I didn't put a whole lot of effort into it. And once he told me that he was like, oh, just blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, then everyone's getting gift cards.
Yeah.
And then I
freaking
forgot.
I actually bought presents if you want to open them.
Let's do it. We want to do it right now?
Let's do it right now.
You don't have to. I mean, you can take them home and let your kids
open. Tell you what, let's do Rena's right now.
Okay, I'll go grab mine.
Well, I'll do that one after.
Okay.
Yeah. We already know what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll just start drinking after 9.
Rena, look at all this nicely wrapped.
And look, it's wrapped in the... Are you sure this isn't for Angus? Because it's wrapped in that Cars thing.
It's a gift for your family because it's for the kids, too.
My kids get enough gifts, Rena. This is supposed to be just
for me. I know, but it's for the family. It's something kind of neat.
I see the NHL logo on it.
It's a Stanley Cup. That is cool. It's a popcorn Stanley Cup.
Popcorn comes out of the top of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Popcorn, is that Stanley Cup popcorn maker?
Yeah.
God bless you, Rena
J. I thought you guys would love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that the kids would think it was cool.
Oh, please tell me you brought up kernels in this morning.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
The hell's the matter with ale? No, this is awesome. Come give me a hug.
I'm like, are you already busted yours up? I feel like he's already broken right into it.
What I love about this the most is that it's functional, yet tacky.
Yeah. Mm,
right.
Love that.
Perfect.
Yep.
No, I'll be making popcorn out of that over the holidays, Rena. That's a fantastic idea. No, that's great. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, well.
All right. I got you a gift card. Did I tell you that already?
Yep.
To the LC. Okay.
Perfect. Good. Wine.
720 now.
City traffic.
That you'll get in January, because he left it at home.
Sorry.
Traffic is for Kite and Caboodle and Oyo NHL minifigures. Your favorite jets are now available in minifigure form. Kite and Caboodle, second floor, Johnson Terminal at the Forest.
Yeah, but do they have a Stanley Cup popcorn maker? Don't think so. Actually, they probably do.
This is going on the counter, just so you know.
It was big, too. There. I thought it would look cool.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J.
Opening movies at the box office this weekend, Black Annie is here. This is the...
This is called Annie, though.
Yeah, okay. I know. But it actually looks really good, but it got really bad reviews.
Okay.
This is when Jamie Foxx is in it, and basically it's the story of Annie, except it's...
About black girl.
She's black, yeah. Mm-hmm. So... I would like to check that one out.
They should have kept her a redhead, though. Like a black girl with red hair, that would have been way cooler.
What?
I'm surprised. It's one of the... See, when I hear that, it's almost a little bit disappointed because it's such a classic movie. And I mean disappointed that it's not getting good reviews because you'd think that it's hard to mess up.
I thought the trailer looked really good. I want to see
it.
It's
hard to mess up a remake.
Daddy Warbucks.
Mm. Yeah.
Night at the Museum. Secret of the Tomb opens up this weekend. Robin Williams in this one.
Yeah. Well, remember when he passed, we knew that there was going to be two movies coming out around Christmas time with Robin in it. This is one of them.
Mm-hmm. And The Hobbit. The Battle of the Five.
I've never seen any of the Five Armies.
I've never seen any of the Hobbits.
Yeah. Battle of the High Fives.
Right.
Whatever. The title's too stupid and long, so it cut it off on the website.
It's The Hobbit. The Unexpected Unexpected Journey. The Desolation of Smaug, and now the Battle of the Five Armies.
Did you do The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Okay, but not The Hobbit?
No.
Okay.
No.
I enjoyed the first couple of movies. Well, the first one might have been a little slow. Second one got going.
You and I did the same thing. You take your niece to the dungeon, and I take my niece and nephew out in Carmel.
Yeah, they dig that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Natalie Portman, Wheeler, you're going to hate her after this, is convinced her performance in the Star Wars prequel trilogy damaged her career, and she says she would be way more famous now if she had never accepted that role.
I disagree. And you know, she can say that all she wants, but no one had a freaking clue who she was before she was.
What was the name of her character?
Queen Amidala.
Okay, so she says
Padme.
That she struggled for a long time to try and find acting jobs afterwards, as no director wanted to work with her. She said that she had some directors like putting her name out there and trying to like passing her off to different director. Oh, I'm using this one. She said she was bounced around all over Hollywood for years and didn't get any other roles until she was finally given the V for Vendetta.
Hey, which wasn't bad.
Actually, really good movie.
I love it. That's one of my favorites.
And she went and won an Oscar for Black Swan.
Yep.
She's doing better than Hayden
Christensen. Well, I know. That's why she's complaining. Why would you complain? Back. And it's like, you know, those movies were huge. Yeah. And she made a lot of money.
Because she was a super buzz youngster. Like, sure. we thought this could be the next Meryl Streep here, possibly, right? Because she started at a young age. She had a lot of talents. Maybe she's just like, my career isn't quite where I thought it would be.
You're an Oscar winner. Poor you.
Yeah.
Shut up.
A woman in New York City tried to stop Floyd Mayweather Jr. from going pee. And then he called her a biatch. And then she called 911.
Yeah.
Because that's how they handle things in the States. Like, anyway, he was at a store and he was doing a bunch of Christmas shopping and he ended up buying like a ton of stuff. And he had to go to the bathroom and the men's bathroom was full. So he was going to go into the women's bathroom. And I guess one of the staff employees was like, you can't go in there. And he said, screw you, biatch. Went in anyway, pissed.
Floyd's
bought thousands
one of, those
of
guys.
Dollars worth of stuff from the store, left. Cops showed up to talk about aggravated assault or whatever. So they were questioning him. But since it was just verbal and there were no cameras or anything, the cops obviously just let him go. But
Floyd's one of those guys that doesn't do well with people telling him what he can and can't do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
Yeah. And
doesn't do well with women either. He's been in some trouble, some assaults and stuff. Yeah,
he's got an overall dick, is what you're saying.
He's a douchebag. Yeah. He is. Yeah.
And finally, ESPN will run a 5-part documentary on 17-year-old football star who happens to be Snoop Dogg's son. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cordell Brodus. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? Snoop and Son is what the show is called. A Dad's Dream.
Well, he's been talking about, like, I've seen him on talk shows. He's been talking about his son for a long time. I think he actually committed to USC.
Oh wow!
If I remember correctly.
Yeah. But him talking about meetings with recruiters and stuff, and then his father's presence in his career. Talking about Snoop Dogg going to his games, and no matter where in the world, I don't know, it just seems kind of funny that Snoop Dogg and his son will debut on January 14th.
Didn't Gretzky?
Snoop and son.
Gretzky's kid and Will Smith's kid play on the same high school football team?
High school football team, that's right. Yeah, and Joe Montana's kid was in the...
He was on that team too, wasn't he?
I think he was a senior, though, and Will Smith and the other one were... Yeah, I think they were on the junior varsity team.
I remember hearing a story about that. It might have been in a 30 for 30. And the coach is like, yeah, we don't allow parents on the field. But every now and then, Montana comes down.
Yeah, the rule is if you have two Super Bowl titles, you're allowed to come
two.
Down.
Try four and three Super Bowl MVPs. Every now and then, we let Montana come down and give us a tip or two.
Why not?
Yeah. That's the scoop.
Now, the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With the PowerAll 12,000 milliamp battery.
Holds a charge for 3 months.
All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
Okay, we'll start with this. A very nice phone call.
Hi, this is Derek. I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well,
thank you.
Right back at you.
Same to you.
Okay.
Maybe we'll open up the phone lines in 15 minutes here and just people can wish us Merry Christmas.
Come on.
Put us Merry Christmas and we'll wish you one back.
Yeah.
We'll just do that for 5 minutes.
It's a feel-good moment. It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
With Wheeler, Philly, and Marina. Okay, this guy tried to leave a message and then what did he hear?
Hey, I got a small bone.
Good call.
In case you missed that.
Yeah, I got a small bone.
He couldn't keep going.
Yeah.
Just realized what he said.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's unfortunate. But hey, self-awareness is the first step. Cuba and the United States of America are going to, well, the States is going to allow trade now, right?
They're working towards it, yeah.
Okay.
All I want to say is I'm happy for the U.S. and Cuba that they're finally getting along and talking, but I hope that Cuba stays Cuba and doesn't let America come in and put in their Costco's and Walmart just like they did in Mexico.
I like Costco.
And yesterday when we were reporting on it during Stories We Missed, I pointed out that I'm so glad I got to Havana before.
Yeah, because I was reading that most Canadians, Cuba is the destination they choose to do their vacationing.
Sure.
And once this happens, the prices in Cuba are going to skyrocket because all the Americans are going to want to go. And it's going to be so hard to, it's going to be so expensive to go to Cuba. So if you want to go, you got to go this winter, or when is this all supposed to go down?
Well, they're working on it. But it's funny, my wife has lived all over the world, and she says Havana, one of the most beautiful cities she's ever seen with her own eyes. Mm. It's gorgeous there, cool. Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, by the way, when we were reporting on it yesterday, I said that Fidel Castro had passed away. He's still alive. He's just not in power anymore. He's actually like 88 years old.
Yeah. One of his relatives.
His brother took over.
Okay, a call about, it's not a heavy-duty complaint, but still I like to beep out the business in question.
Sure.
Just because they don't have a chance to respond. So here we go.
I got a bone to pick with. As soon as you pay for whatever you're buying, they stand there with their window open with the next person's coffee or whatever. Expect you to, as soon as you get your stuff, to just book it as soon as you're done. Like, I got to put my money away. I got to put my mitts back on. I got to put my seatbelt back on. That's kind of irritating.
The young girl have a look on her face like, come on, buddy. Keep going here. We got 20 cars in the drive-thru.
I don't even stop. What I do is I stay about 10 feet back, and then when I see the window open, I drive, and I just grab it on the way, and I just keep going.
If you have one of those tap and pays with your debit card, you can literally...
No, yesterday, I was behind line Tim Hortons with a guy who... his window doesn't work, so he had to get out of his door, and he went and leaned up against the Tim Hortons window and lit up a dart, and he was sitting there smoking, chatting with him, and I was behind him, and I was like, are you kidding me?
That's fighting words. Man. Tim Hortons, man, you got to be careful in that drive-thru. People get fired up. All right, let's wrap up here. We started the story broke a couple days ago. Greg Selinger's approval rating down to a record low 17%. So we did a quick little WPR research where we found out just what is it that is in fact more popular than him, and it was surprising, like the steaming bag of wet garbage.
Right,
more popular, better approval rating, actually has an 18%
approval rating, where Selinger has a 17.
That's right.
So, boom.
Right. Gingivitis, another one that surprised me.
Yeah, we did a poll last night at the Legion. Out of 120 people, who's more popular, Dave Selinger or dog crap on your shoe? I was dog crap by about 99 votes.
Wow.
I like how we said Dave Selinger.
Dave Selinger.
Nothing more insulting than screwing up someone's name.
I thought that was going to be the last call, but let's wrap up with this one. I believe it's a call about tipping.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas. Hey, am I allowed to say that? Just kidding.
Dick.
Thank you for making me laugh all year long. All the best in the new year. And regarding tipping, yeah, it's overused, but please tip your co-op pump attendants. They're freezing their ass out there.
Those are one crew of workers that I don't mind throwing a tip.
Only in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Not in the summertime. Only in the wintertime.
Yeah, because in the summer, really, you're outside.
I'll pump my own freaking gas in the summer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an invalid.
Well, then go to the full-serve pump, right?
If you, in the wintertime. Yeah. Listen, that's when I use. That's when those guys are invaluable.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tip them then, but not
the summer.
Thank
you for the call.
Sorry. 92 City FM World Class Rock. That is your 820 rock riff this morning. And what's amazing about that is that it's not even 820 yet. It's like a futuristic 820 rock riff.
That's a Merry Christmas rock riff. We give it to you early.
You're welcome.
It's like when you were little and you wanted to do the presents. You wanted to open everything Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But you always had to wait for your folks. Even Christmas morning, you get up like 5 in the morning. It's like, not time yet. It's not, when are mom and dad going to wake up? That's a long story there, but that's what we were doing with the rock riff. Giving it to you early.
And now it's 8:20. Boom. Black Dog, Led Zeppelin. Plug that in at 92cityfm.ca and get yourself some points. That's the best way to do some Christmas. You can do Christmas shopping at our VIP all-access.
Well, there's cool stuff there.
Really cool stuff. Concert tickets and CDs. And it's really cool. Check it out. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena on a Friday morning. Good morning.
-4 is the high for today with a 30% chance of flurries. We're at -6 right now.
Shall we play Omao for a Keg gift card here?
We could. There's a bunch of people phoning. Are they phoning to wish us Merry Christmas?
Let's figure that out first.
Nope. Hello?
They heard Omao. We're not saying we're playing it. We're debating it.
Hello?
So I've got trivia, if you want.
Hi,
traffic tip for you.
Okay.
South on McPhillips between Selkirk and Logan's closed off by police.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an accident there earlier this morning. Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Or last night, I should say.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare. If you can avoid McPhillips, do it. It's a nightmare.
Perimeter's pretty slippery, too.
Hello. Hi, City.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Get drunk, be merry. Woo.
We're working on it now.
Fa-la-la-la-la. Did you say you have trivia, Raina?
If you want.
Sure, let's do trivia. Okay.
For Keg gift card here, $50 at the Keg.
$50 to spend at the Keg.
70% of people who have this don't ever use it. What is it?
Say it again.
70% of people who have this, like, never use it. What is it?
Logic.
Anal beads.
Oh, you use those.
Everybody's got anal beads.
Starts coming up like that's a lawnmower with those things.
I said him.
Yeah, you have a guess?
Flashlight.
No.
That was the answer
yesterday. No.
That would have been neat.
Well played, though. Well played.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Hi.
Common sense.
Ooh. Ooh.
No. Didn't Wheeler just guess that? Good morning.
Logic, same thing. Oh. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, insurance?
No.
I was going to guess life insurance.
That is a good guess, though.
Go ahead.
Hello. Speak.
Hey, it's good, Wheeler.
70% of people have this but don't use it. A toilet brush. Sorry.
Welcome to the Wheeler residence.
I love that toilet brush when you catch one of your kids playing with it.
My buddy Blair just texts and says a hard on. Must be the married type.
Hi.
Good morning.
Is it the wife's vagina?
No, not the wife's vagina.
It's some bitter man who listened to this show.
No, I'm kidding.
70% of people who have this don't use it. What is it?
Is this just a Winnipeg thing? Because that would be turning signal.
Nice.
Everyone's a comedian this morning. Yeah, it must be Friday.
Open mic night here.
It's something that you would, if you are one of the few people who use it, you use it in the summer.
Hello?
But a lot of people have it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is it a home phone?
No. Good guess, though.
Oh. Hello?
Is it their brain?
No.
All right.
What's going on? Everyone hates their wives.
Go ahead.
I think everybody else is stupid. Good morning.
Billy.
Weed whacker?
No.
Because you said the summer thing.
Yep.
Whereabouts in the house would it be?
The garage.
Okay.
Or outside somewhere.
Hello?
Is it a flashlight?
No, it's not a flashlight or a flashlight
was yesterday.
Whatever you said.
Hi.
Can I do Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do Philly all you want.
Philly would love that.
Hello.
They're going to regret saying that.
What's up, Mrs. Claus? It's in the garage sometimes. It's in the summer. 70% of people have it but don't use it.
Come on, Billy.
70% of people that do have it don't use it.
A sprinkler.
Nope.
Sorry. Oh,
thanks. Good guess.
Yep. Hi.
It's a feature.
It's a feature? Backup camera?
No, but now we're on the right track. Yeah, you're close.
Backup camera's close?
Yeah. Good morning, City.
Bailey.
Some form of security system within their house and within the garage? Like,
nope.
You got to set it before you go to bed?
Nope.
Hi.
Good morning. 70% of people who have these never use it.
This,
whatever, people.
Philly.
I'm stumped, Wheels. You got one?
Motion sensors?
No.
Hello?
The trailer hitch on your vehicle.
No, but we're really close now. We're getting close. Think about your vehicle. Something to do with your vehicle. It's a feature.
Wheeler. Oh, my God. The sunroof.
That is correct.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
70% of people who have a sunroof don't ever open it.
Oh, I use mine. I use mine all the time.
Even I don't love to have a sunroof.
I took the chainsaw and cut my own sunroof in the truck.
Oh, there you nice. Go. Transcona style.
Just put a tarp there when I'm not using it. It's great.
What's your name on the phone?
Paul,
hang on line. We'll get some details from you. You want to hear a funny story real quick? Speaking of chainsaws, my brother was in when he was working for the municipality back in Alberta.
Yep.
He was out on a reserve, and they were building a playground out there. And he kept looking over at this house, and he couldn't figure out why he could see into the bathroom. Like, there was like a hole cut in the side of the house. And finally, he asked one of the guys, like, what's with the hole in the side of the house? He's like, oh, the guy was too lazy to build a horse trough. And sure enough, the horse comes around and started drinking out of the bathtub.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Chainsaws come in handy. 8:24. So last night I get a text message from Kelly Butler, and he says, can I make it in tomorrow? That's how actually, when I read his text messages, that's the voice I put in my head.
Right.
Can I make it in tomorrow morning? And I was like, oh, why not? He says, black things. I was like, what? And he says, I can't explain it to your white ass. So yeah, apparently he's got
I still love life. Things are going good. Things are having fun.
Just loving life.
Loving life. Love this city. Love everybody.
Good news is, coming up here in about 7 minutes, we'll run an archive, Kelly Butler, the one where we
prank called a girl.
I would say prank call. We were kind of doing some recon for him.
Yeah, he had gotten a phone number at a bar, and he was wondering if it was actually the chick gave him a phony number. So
right.
We like to get the bottom of things, so we looked into it for him.
So we'll do that in about 7 minutes here. But let's give away some Marilyn Manson tickets. These are Beat the Box Office tickets before they go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. for the April show. Is it at the Burt?
MTS Center, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
780 City, CITI 2484. I'm going to play the morning mosh pit, okay? This is the morning mosh pit. Three songs are contained in here.
It's the toughest one so far.
Oh, well, it's Friday. We had to make it tough, right? If you can identify all three of these songs, you're going to Marilyn Manson. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do. That middle one is a tough one.
Play it one more time, and then we'll go to the phone. 780 City, first correct answer gets beat the box office for Marilyn Manson.
And those, the first and the third, too. It could be anything.
Three songs. They have to be in order. Have to be in order. Hello.
Good morning, City. What are those three tunes?
Beautiful People. Beautiful People. And The Beautiful People.
Ooh. That's incorrect.
Two of three.
Incorrect. You got two out of three. Two out of three.
Yep.
There's a trick in there.
Hello.
I believe it's Beautiful People, and Beautiful People.
No. I knew it was going to be tough.
Yeah, there's that middle song. Play it again. You got to listen closely.
It's not really a song that you hear on the station.
Have a listen.
If you've been with this show from the beginning, you'll know what that middle song is.
Song we like to make fun of.
Yeah.
Often.
Hello. Hi, City. You're in delay.
Yeah, they must be listening online.
Hi, are you there?
Go ahead.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, I know this. It's, The Beautiful People, The Crow and the Butterfly, Beautiful People.
That's
Crow.
There we go.
Very nice. The Crow and the Butterfly.
Very nice. Not even a Marilyn Manson song.
No, but our second favorite song of all time.
Absolutely. What's your name?
I hope you play it right away. I'm open.
Well, hey, Freedom Friday is coming up in 20 minutes. Are you making an official request for Shinedown's Crow and the Butterfly?
Yes.
Then some guy's going to drive off a bridge. That's what's going to happen. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You got tickets to Marilyn Manson. 8:41 now.
And now, he's big.
The big one.
He's loud.
I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go. I think I got a fake number, man. I think I did. Like, I went into this.
Or were you just drunk and you wrote it down wrong?
I got a little dyslexia. I mean, I'm going to switch them around. So I don't know. And so I've seen this person, and they work out at the gym I work out, and I was like, God, this girl's gorgeous. So I'd go out there and walk up to her and try and get the number, have a long conversation, and then I don't hear anything back. I send a nice text message, talk about football and everything, and I don't know. What do I do? Because I can't go up there and say,
wait, when did you text her?
I text her on Sunday.
Okay, yeah, that's been a while. I was like, maybe she's doing the 3-day rule where you wait to respond.
There's a 3-day rule?
Well, like, there's actually a book out called The Rules. It's a book for girls on how to deal with guys.
It's a dumbass book because I ain't got it yet.
Yeah. Man, we don't play games.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So what's, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, she gave you a bunk number, Kelly.
Really? Why would a girl do that? Why can't she just say no or lie to me and say she has a boyfriend?
The only time that I have ever given a bunk number was when the male is being...
When we offered you this job.
So aggressive, and like you have made it clear that you're not interested and you don't want to give the number, but they just don't stop. So if you were being overly aggressive and she panicked and didn't know what else to do, then she might have done the fake number.
I'm not aggressive. I'm very real.
I can't see that, so that's why I'm assuming...
Can we call it and check?
You want to?
Yeah, yes, let's do that. Oh, girls do that for each other all the time.
Let's do it.
See, okay, it's the right number.
Pass the number over to Phil.
And we'll just say it's a wrong number, yes.
Oh, good God. I'm
going to... Say, hi, who is it? Who did I call? Oh, sorry, I must have the wrong
God,
number.
This is going to be...
Try to sell her like an upgrade on her cell phone package or something.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be sweet.
All righty.
Phil, say you're calling for... Because you have to do it, because she'll recognize Kelly's voice. But say you're calling from Rogers, which is not a lie.
Right.
And say, do we have the right number? Mm-hmm.
Just call and say hello. Oh, who am I speaking to? She'll probably say...
It's more fun if we prank her.
Okay.
Okay.
Kelly, if it is her, then you... You should talk to her. Bring my text.
I thought we had something.
Quiet. Okay, I'm going to help.
Can I ask for a name? Do you want the name?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We should probably keep the name up.
We got to know if that's her.
Well, you'll know by the voice.
I don't know her name.
Good morning, Nicole speaking.
Hi, it's Gavin calling from Rogers Media. We're just making sure we have the right number, and you're due for a cell phone package upgrade.
I'm due for a cell phone package upgrade.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll
call you back later.
Is that right?
That's the worst prank call I've ever heard.
Did you get her name?
Yeah, Nicole.
Yes, it is her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wait. Stop high-fiving. This means she's ignoring Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least she didn't give you the wrong number.
So I'm 50-50. I mean,
I guess there was no real win out of that situation.
Stalkers.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
Panicked in the middle. I'm like, we'll call you back.
Worst prank call ever.
Well, I didn't know how to get more info on her.
Tell her we'll call her back.
Were you at a party with Kelly Muller?
If you do, you qualify for a better upgrade.